It's 28 to 8. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, coaches everywhere in the footballing world. Just who is in control of Melbourne Victory?
Well, Fran, that's a question that, that a lot of people are trying to answer at the moment. Another amazing development in a season full of them with the Victory. As we know, Harry Kuehl is the Victory's marquee signing for this A-League season, and he's appointed his own personal coach. His name is Abel Balbo, and he's a former Argentine World Cup player. Now, the publication of all this yesterday had Melbourne Victory officials furiously denying that Balbo would replace Francis Owara-Tife. He was the club's football director until last Tuesday when he got tiptoed out of the joint, as they say. And, of course, these officials have yet again had to dampen speculation that Balbo's appointment was another blow to the authority of head coach Mehmet Djurekovic, who, if he felt so disposed, could read his own obituary on any number of supporter blogs at the moment. They're not happy campers at Melbourne Victory. For his part, Kuehl is still a doubtful starter for this weekend's A-League game against last place Gold Coast. If the Victory don't win this game, and by a fair measure, it could be awfully bloody next week. Aside from these irritated supporters who know more about the game than anyone else, there's the inescapable fact that Kuehl has the experience of playing under some of the best coaches in the world and within some of the world's best systems. And against that, Djurekovic is an inexperienced coach, as is his assistant, Kevin Muscat. De facto or otherwise, Harry Kuehl could become the first captain coach in the A-League. And there's disappointment this morning for Kuehl's other team, that's Australia, after the recent loss to Iran, the game in which Kuehl twinged his hamstring. The World Gameroos have slipped to number 22 in the world rankings. Spain, its football is obviously doing a lot better than its politicians, remains the number one team. On to cricket, and with the national coach in place and the captain apparently to have happy to have Mickey Arthurs. The international season starts in Australia today. New Zealand playing Australia A at the Allan Border Field in Brisbane. The New Zealanders are planning to use this game as a warm-up and nothing more. The Australians are additioning four fast bowlers for the first test team. Ben Hilfenhaus back in a bit of form after injury. James Pattinson, Mitchell Stark and Ben Cutting. At the moment there are four possible vacancies for the first test as Sean Marsh, Shane Watson, Ryan Harris and Mitchell Johnson battle injury issues. In the Sheffield Shield there's another bloke who must be getting close to passing the national auditions, Jamie Faulkner. Son of Flossie scored 69 as Tasmania took control of the game against Victoria at the MCG yesterday. The Tassies are 8 for 214 in the second innings, an overall lead of 337 with 2 days to go. And in the one-day domestic fripperies last night, South Australia thrashed Queensland by 7 wickets in Adelaide. On to cycling, where an Australian has tested positive to a banned substance and been provisionally suspended. Dion Locke failed a drug test during the Tour of Hainan when phentermine was found in his urine sample. The suspension remains in place until the Australian Cycling Federation determines if Locke has breached anti-doping rules. To golf, and the Australian PGA Tournament starts at Coolum on Queensland's Sunshine Coast today. It's pretty much a homecoming for Jason Day, although this rippingly talented young Queenslander says unless he wins this event, there won't be many more homecomings of this type. He intends to spend much of his time in the United States as he attempts to become the number one player in the world. And Fran, look, I've got to say, I'm really looking forward to your interview with Gregory Stephen Chappell after the 8 o'clock news. There are a lot of cricket books around at the moment, some of them good, some of them not so, but I've got to say, Greg's book, Fierce Focus, apart from not having an index, is an engaging read, and there's no hint of a ghostwriter. His words, like his actions, were and always are singularly his own. More sport tomorrow, Fran.
A big cricketing life it is, too. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 24 minutes to 8 on Breakfast, and Michelle Grattan's up next.